League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Mom?
I'm choking.
Oh my god. Crackle me?
How is it? Hello.
Hey squirrel. Hey all squirrels listening. How are you today? Great.
So fabulous. Wait, what kind of sandwich did you make? I heard you were making a sandwich.
Oh, so before we signed on today, Joey was like, can you do the podcast? I'm like, I'm making a sandwich. So I made turkey, salami, and provolone cheese with two pickles.
You're going to hell for eating meat on Ash Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
I got my ashes this morning.
I forgot. Well, today's Thursday.
Oh, whoopsie. I'm in a sandwich. I just made a quesadilla.
Wait, so hello everyone. Thanks for joining.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you say something.
Yeah, finish everyone always speaking on that. Last time we were eating pizza at your house, I got so many hate comments saying, please stop talking and chewing. It's disgusting to listen to.
Yep, we're doing ASMR or ASMR.
Yeah.
What is it called?
ASMR. Because, yeah, that's what we do now. If you didn't know, this is a transitional podcast.
Yeah, bitches, we're starving. So anyway, I just cleaned my house and my kitchen smells amazing. Joey, tell everyone excited we were the other day to buy this freaking candle.
Oh my god. I'm cleaning my house as well because I'm waiting to anoint my home after it's cleaned. So Nicole and I were
You didn't light it yet?
No, I'm waiting. My house is disgusting. I'll talk about that in a minute. This is day two of cleaning. So Nicole and I were working in Brooklyn the other day because we're hipsters. And it was at the One Hotel. And if you don't know about the One Hotel, there's four of them. There's one in Miami. There's one in two in New York and like one somewhere else. Anyway, it's the fanciest, coolest new hotel chain. And it's amazing. So if you have a One Hotel, check it out. So we're the one in Brooklyn.
It's so bougie. So pretty.
So we went there. Nicole got there before me and started sending me the views of the Brooklyn Bridge. Very beautiful and everything's sustainable and gorgeous. Anyway, you walk in and it's stunning. But then it's before you even see anything, you're hit in the face with the most amazing fucking smell in the world.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. It smells like wood and like earth and flowers.
It's very musky.
Musky.
But it's like really good.
It's the most beautiful fragrance. It's like, I like all those high-end Barney's fragrances that smell like, you know, wood and like burnt stuff and leather and on like, you know, things like that. So this is kind
of, you know what it reminds me of? Because it's so hard to like, it's so hard to tell someone what it smells like. It smells like a really hot guy that just got out of the shower and put cologne on.
Yes.
It's like, it just sounds like it smells like I don't know. I just
like
love it
wood,
so much. I just
love
it.
It's like it's fresh.
Yeah, like wood, musky.
And woodsy. And just,
it just smells like a hot guy that's rich. That's what it smells like.
Yeah, exactly.
It smells like an entrepreneur, if you will.
Yes, precisely. Yeah, and so it smells so good. So we walk in and we get upstairs. We're working. We're leaving again. We're like, oh my God, what does that smell? We should go ask the lady. So we go ask the lady at the front desk. And we go, we're intoxicated by this aroma. What could it be?
Literally.
And she goes, oh, it's a scent called Kindling. We're like, what the hell is that? Is that a wood? Is that a spice? Is it a country in a North Africa? What the fuck is that? So
and then like, she goes, oh, we sell it at the gift shop. Me and Joey ran.
We even say thank you.
We pushed little kids out of our way.
And then we found the candle called Kindling. And Kindling, I guess, is I Googled it because I didn't know what it meant. It's a collection of little sticks before you light a fire. So it's like you make a little like pile, like a nest, and then you burn it on fire. So that's kind of where it's named from, but it's for the one hotel, and you cannot buy it anywhere else. It sent his signature to the one hotel. I think you can order it at theonehotel.com, maybe, but if not, you have to go there to get it. But it is our most amazing sale. Nicole bought three big ones, which were $100 each, and like two little ones because she's gonna burn them in her store. I only bought one big one because my apartment's the size of a Tic Tac box, so.
So right now it's burning in my store. I have two candles burning in my store. All my customers are saying how amazing it is. I'm like, I know. Can you get it online or no?
No, because I looked yesterday. I don't think it can. I mean, I'm going to try
annoying.
Again.
So we have to go back to that place.
So now I think that one hotel should send us free candles. Now everyone in your store is going to be burning that. I would be smelling it and wanting to buy it. And we just promoted it to our 4.7 million viewers.
Do we even have that many people?
Yes, I counted today. It's 4.7 billion. So.
Who are we? Kylie Kardashian.
Oh, I gotta talk about her. But so it smells amazing. I'm so excited about the signature scent. So my house has been a complete shit show. Like, I've been traveling and, like, you know, coming home, and like when you come home from, like, you do the same thing, Nicole. When we come home from vacation or LA, how long does that suitcase sit at the bottom of the stairs until Gianni brings it upstairs to put it away?
No, it's in my room now.
It's in your room now.
The suitcase is still
packed
with the clothes. A month ago.
So between Russia and going to Jersey and like to visit family, and then going to LA and like all these places, I have seven different suitcases still packed with clothes, and I'm so lazy. And you can only imagine, my apartment's an apartment. You have a whole big house, and you still see the suitcase. So my house is a fucking shit show. I was eating Domino's on my couch. At one point, drunk and smoking in the house, doing karaoke. I was a fucking mess for the past 2 months, and I haven't cleaned my house. So then,
you need to get your shit together.
The only reason I did, Nicole, is because of that fucking candle. So I cannot burn this candle and make my home like serene.
Me
like,
too. That's why I cleaned my kitchen and I mopped today.
Oh, it's day two. Day two.
But
so
I did it anyway.
I took everything I own and I went and did laundry downstairs. So everything I owned is in laundry bags, folded in my living room. But and I did my kitchen. I washed all my dishes. I've been vacuuming. I stripped the bed. I bleached my sheets. I like did everything. I even took the vacuum and like unopened up my couch and started like power washing inside my couch, because when I anoint my home with this intoxicating scent of a rich man, I want it to be perfect. So I'm like pretty much once my house is done, I already have planned it. I'm making peas and macaroni tonight, and I'm cracking up a bottle of red. I'm lighting my candle, and I may touch myself. I'm not sure what the rest of the evening will bring, but I know it's going to be magical. So I'm on day two of cleaning. Yeah, so it should be done by the end of the day. But yeah, that's our world you're living in.
And that's when you know we're old. But I definitely recommend you guys getting like the best smelling candle that you can. Like, go to the store, go to the candle shop. If you're in the city or in Brooklyn, go to this fucking place and get it,
because
you're going to want to clean your entire freaking house. So when you burn this candle, it's going to be life changing. It's burning right now as we speak.
I'm selling right now.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, thank you. So thank you to the one group. Yeah, Nicole was on the panel the other day. Like, she's a entrepreneur. She was speaking at a local summit. At the hotel, and she was on a panel, answered questions. I remember the one the guy said, "Does anybody have any questions?" And everyone was shy and scared of Nicole because, like, no one raised their hand.
Tough crowd, God. Like, right, I guess I'll leave.
People felt bad, and I was going to raise my question and ask questions. I would have just, like, you know, stole the show.
No, you
and,
should
like,
ask the question.
Made jokes, but so people were nervous and they started raising hands and asking questions, but. Imagine that happens when we ask our crowd of 1,500 people if anyone would like to come up to the main stage or has any questions and no one talks.
No, because everyone loves us. Everyone there was like just random and they were just seeing people talk. But you guys, I'm pretty sure, because I'm going through emails right now, I'm pretty sure that our tickets are going to be sold next week for our first live podcast show in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Can I tell them where
Beach.
It is or no? Or is it a secret?
Yeah, let's just wait, because what if it falls through and then we're like,
right.
So we're still going to be a top secret about it, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be sold next week. Our merch just got here today. So a couple of our bags got here today and I'm really excited. But you guys, it's happening. Cross our fingers that everything goes well and we start selling next week because the show is in like a month and a half.
Am I gonna have to stand outside the grocery store and like sell tickets at a little card table like Girl Scout cookies?
I mean, hopefully we sell out. I mean, our listeners are amazing. So you guys, I'm hoping you all can make it. I know not a lot of you are from our area or around Jersey. You're like in Florida or something. But I mean, you can always take a plane ticket or a road trip and come. I mean,
you could stay in Nicole's house, she said.
Yes, I'm going to do a million bunk beds downstairs like the Fire Festival and you guys can stay over. Or I'll do it in my backyard.
Yeah, well, we can camp out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So me and Joey are so excited. So everyone cross your fingers that everything goes smoothly and we start selling next week.
Yeah, I know. I hope it does. I really want to spread the word.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So I have some news to share.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have two newses. Yes, Sissy broke her arm.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, I saw that. So Saturday night, my mom slept over. And
did she push her?
Like, no, stop. I'm going to kill her. So Saturday, my mom slept over. And when my mom comes, because, the kids don't see my mom a lot because she still lives in upstate New York. So they see her like, once a month if that. So my mommy slept over and I was like, all right, kids, go sleep with Nanny in the bedroom because me and Daddy want to actually sleep together for once and watch a movie and cuddle. So they ended up sleeping with my mom and Sissy always sleeps in the middle because obviously we don't want her falling off the bed. But she was persistent. She wanted to sleep on the edge of the bed. So she slept at the end. My mom slept in the middle. And of course, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, we hear this banshee just screaming. And I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? I thought like the dog bit her and then I ran in and she was on the floor holding her shoulder and I'm like, fuck. So, we were touching it, making sure like everything was okay. We didn't feel anything. So I was like, all right, maybe it's just bruise. She fell on it. But then, it's Wednesday, it's Tuesday and she's still screaming about it. You can't touch her arm. She's walking around with like her arm, like pasted to her side and she's using her other arm, just regularly. And I'm just like, this girl's in pain. I think something's broken or she fractured something. Let me just go check her out. So she went to get an x-ray and she has, I think it's her shoulder. But it's like, it's broken. You see a snap.
Oh my God.
It looks like a little hairline fracture, if you will. But she's fine. She's functioning. She's still going to school. She just can't raise her arm is basically what she can't do. So when I change her, it's like a freaking nightmare. But the doctor said, because we're going to Disney in 4 weeks, the doctor said she's going to be fine. She'll be like 90% healed by then. And it's just going to heal on its own. They gave her a slint?
A cast?
No, like a slint. Like a slint. Is it called a slint?
I know what you mean. It's like it's not a cast. It's a thing that you put as it goes around.
Like a little, yeah, it just like holds your arm in place. So they gave us that, but she wants nothing to do with it. So she's going to be fine, guys. I was freaking out, like bringing her to the x-ray and then bringing her to the orthopedic place. And I was like, oh, my God, just because she fell off the fucking bed. Like, I would be more impressed if, she broke it doing like a cartwheel and cheerleading.
Yeah, but she fell. Now, did she get any Vicodin or no?
No. And if she did, I would have stole it.
Yeah, me too.
And got my newborn in my belly.
Is she in pain though? Is she still crying or is she just like fine now?
No, she's fine. It just hurts when I change her because she has to raise her arm. But other than that, she's fine. But I wanted to share it with you guys because it's a big deal in my life. My daughter broke her first bone.
Did you ever break a bone? I didn't.
Yeah, I ran over myself on the four-wheeler, and I broke my ankle.
You ran over yourself?
Well, I was going down a hill, and I got nervous, so I jumped off. But I jumped off in front of the four-wheeler, and the four-wheeler ran over me.
Was it motorized?
It was, yeah. Well, it was like a, it was a clutch, so I had to, like, clutch it and stuff.
Like,
but it just
kept
going.
Huh? Like, with like a motorcycle, like you pull the handlebar back and it makes it go faster?
Yeah, I think it was on the foot. But then I had to like rev it on the top. Anyway, yeah, that's what happened. And in other news, Samantha Sweetheart from Jersey Shore is engaged, you guys.
I saw. Where is she getting engaged?
For her. So
Samantha Marie.
Yeah, when Dina had her wedding, I remember we were asking Christian, who is her now fiance, were asking him, when are you going to tie the knot? Because they've been dating for like a couple years then. And, you know, I want Sam to have babies and, you know, just be a mommy like me.
Yeah.
So we are all super excited for you, Sam. Congratulations.
Where they were on vacation when he popped the question.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're in Key West.
Oh.
I slid in his DMs.
Stop.
And I was like, congratulations. And they're super excited. They're probably having crazy sex. And I'm really happy for both of them.
That's amazing. I can't wait to go to the wedding. I'm inviting myself.
Yeah, I doubt you're invited.
I know. It's okay, though.
You could be my plus one.
Good. Thanks. Well, that's amazing. Congratulations. They've been dating for a while, a few years now.
Yes. And they're perfect together. And he's so cute.
Yeah, I remember. I went at her birthday party and met him.
Did you have a crush on him?
No, I had a crush on his friend.
Because you were like zooming in on their asses. Remember?
Yeah, I know. I was putting it all on the internet. And then they do what's it called? Sun. When the things are on the top of the house that make the power. Like the big TV screens that are on top of the solar power.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do. So if you need your solar power panels put in, contact Sammy Sweetheart's boyfriend.
Yeah. Luke Perry died.
Oh my God, I'm just looking at a picture of him right now.
Stop it. I can't imagine.
Luke Perry, 52.
What a sin.
His family had to take him off life support. It was devastating.
So last week, they announced that he had a stroke and he was in an induced coma. So usually when I hear that, it's like, oh shit, like this doesn't sound good.
Yeah, comas never lead to anything good. You never wake up and like, oh my God, how much time has passed?
Yeah, like you could stay in there for like 25 years or they just pull the plug because he's basically a vegetable. I don't know what happened. Do you know what happened?
I know what that's just basically what happened. He had a stroke. And then in order to – when you have a stroke, it like cuts off air supply to your brain. Oxygen supply to your body, your head, you know, so you can go brain dead. So if they put you in the coma, it like – I guess it prevents it from going brain dead more. But it says then they like have to wait and see how much brain damage is going on with
it. You should be a doctor.
Yeah, I'm a physician. They don't know how much, so they put you in the self-induced coma, so it could give it time to heal. So your body's not trying to like use its other energies, I guess, to you know, like it's like moving around and stuff. So they knock you out. So hopefully they can like you know figure out what to do and like figure out how, but basically keeps you like alive. But if they figure out that you're brain dead, then they had got to pull the plug and you can either have the choice to pull the plug. So his family made a very hard decision on pulling the plug. And then he passed.
What a sin.
He wasn't drug related, was it? He didn't look great, but he was on Riverdale as the father on Riverdale. And he's also, you know, from 90210 fame, that show, you know, Beverly Hills 90210, which was, he's the star. He played Dylan McKay, which is like the hot bad boy of the show. He also made a cameo where he showed his Peach Cadeal on Oz. So I remember that he played. He
really?
He showed his dick on Oz. So if you want, you know, rest in peace, but if you want to, you know, see his dick, you can go over to,
oh my God,
Google, Luke Perry's dick Oz and you'll see it.
Oh my God. You're the worst. Honestly. Well, prayers to his family. This is a huge loss, especially for us 90s kids, because we grew up basically watching him. So it's so fucking
scary. He has two teenage children. He left his entire estate to both of them, a boy and a girl.
Oh.
I don't know if his baby mama was not around or what, but he left everything to her, and then he left 1% to me.
Well, God forbid, like that ever happened to me. Would you pull the plug, or would you let me? Like, you would have hope that I would come around.
I would wait at least like a year.
Yeah, I would wait like a year. I would keep you like that forever.
Not forever, but I would wait like a good year.
Yeah, No, I'd be like, he's coming back. And then 10 years.
Yeah, from just
now,
like, wait.
Imagine if you woke up in 10 years. Stop. And like a robot.
I'd be so
you.
Skinny.
No, I would feed you. I would tube feed you a lot of shit, like In-N-Out burgers and Domino's, and wake up you're like 600 pounds.
Oh my god! What's her name? His co-star Brenda McCain. What was your name, Brenda? What was Brenda's last name on the show?
Oh, I don't remember.
Brenda and Dylan. No, Brenda. Her brother was what? What was the brother's name? Brandon. Brenda and Brandon.
Are you talking about 90210?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember their name.
Whatever. So Brenda, she was battling cancer. She had breast cancer. Sharon and Dorothy.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know, everyone thought, God bless, she pulled through, and then he's the one that went. Who knew? Well, other news.
Rest in peace. So did you watch the Michael Jackson special on HBO? Because I watched it twice and you needed to do your homework and watch it.
I watched it, but you didn't watch the second part. There's two movies.
Part one and part two.
You watched the second part?
Yeah, and I watched the Oprah.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, so let's
great.
Catch, bitch.
Awesome. Let's dive right in.
I spent a whole 4 hours watching. I made a frozen pizza and I just, you know, threw back on the couch and let it happen. Devastating.
But I have to admit, I did in both times. I passed out for like 10 minutes because I got bored.
Yeah, okay. I understand. It was very long. But if you know what we're talking about HBO shockumentary, two-part shockumentary called Leaving Neverland. It's about Michael Jackson, about two boys. It follows the stories of two boys, now men, Wade Robson and Safe Check. Some guy named Safe, I forget his first name, Chris or something, Safe Check. It follows these two boys that, you know, Michael Jackson.
Wait, do you know who Wade is?
Yes. He was Britney's choreographer.
Yeah, and NSYNC. So when I was like a huge fan growing up as a teenager, I was like a huge fan of him too because he was like best friends and dancing with them.
Yeah, his name. He had a show on MTV, our mother's channel, called The Wade Robson Project, where he would find young dancers and choose who was the best dancer.
Yeah, he was huge.
Very huge. And the other boy, he's not in the limelight of the public eye anymore. However, the story follows them about how basically they were sexually abused and molested from ages 7 to 14 separately. And he would, like, Michael Jackson would have them sleep in their house and, like, the brainwash the parents, like, let the boys sleep over and like have them leave and say, have them stay with me. And they went very graphic into what went on in the bedroom. So if you're,
oh my God,
it's very sensitive. So, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. Cause it does go explicitly into molestation and pedophilia and horrible things that he did to these children.
Yeah, it was definitely hard to watch number one because my son's going to be 7. So that's like him right now.
Right.
It was hard also because, you know, we all love Michael Jackson and his music and his legacy. And to think that he would be that kind of person is just insane to me. But it's very graphic and sad. And it kind of reminded me of the documentary that's on Netflix about Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yes, exactly.
They had, like, the same fucking story. Like, they wanted to sleep in the bed with them. They were being best friends with their parents. I mean, he has all the traits of being a predator, honestly. It's like sad to say.
Exactly. One thing that I hope everyone watches it. But if you don't watch it, and you'll know what we're talking about. There's really no spoiler alerts with this. It's like, you know, it's just basically all horrific. But my thing was, and this is just my perspective as a crazy person, that I did not like was he went from. And this is probably why I can't date, because I have fear of this happening to me. He would go from one boy, and the boys – he'd go from one boy, and then he'd be the best friend who was taking all over the world and going everywhere with them. And then he would, like, not call for a while, and then they'd see him all over the news with another boy and another boy. And these little boys were getting jealous that Michael was going out with these other people. And that's, like – that's what the first thing that haunted me, that he was being horribly – like, breaking these boys' hearts, even though they were, like, sickly in love with him for whatever reason.
Well, they were sickly in love with him because they were so young, and that's like all they knew. Like in that time of like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, and you're looking up to this person that like you admire and you love and you're a fan of, and then he's telling you this is the way of life. Like they had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
So he's breaking these boys' hearts, and I think it's because he did that because why? Because they were getting older, and he wanted like young boys. Like he liked.
I guess he liked to keep it fresh, or he was getting. He figured out probably that the parents were catching on, like it was getting like weird. So he would like
but
move
they
on. I know the parents were fucking brainwashed, and especially that fucking British one, the Braid Robson's mother, who let him go 7 years old, left, went to the Grand Canyon for 2 weeks while the boy was there. You wouldn't even leave Lorenzo overnight at your sister in law's house, if you know. I mean, you would, but it's like, you know what I mean. It's like
a complete
stranger, even even as a celebrity. These women are leaving 7 year old boys for weeks and weeks at a time just because they thought Michael Jackson was going to further their career. And that shows you what Hollywood is and how people are enthralled by celebrities, and they trust them because they're a billionaire and they have that makes them creditable. It's the most horrific thing. And these boys didn't realize how horrible it was.
So crazy.
And that's why they didn't, until they had sons of their own. It didn't hit them, and they thought it was like normal, and it wasn't. They said it wasn't abuse because it was consensual, because you know they thought they were going to become famous because they fucked Michael Jackson, and they thought like.
But they
didn't
know any better. He was like, "This is how we show our love for each other."
Yeah.
And showing love for each other is you touching my peepee and me touching your peepee. Like they didn't freaking know.
And when the one boy said he had to bend, he used to let make him stand there and bend over and show his asshole. That's what I was like, oh. That was like a little taken back for me. I was like, oh my God. How
can
graphic
you imagine
is this
someone
thing?
Saying that? No, but can you imagine someone saying that to Lorenzo and he pulls
no.
his pants? Oh my God. No, I would fucking
murder.
I'm coming to your house and I'm beheading you. I don't give a fuck. So I'm just so confused as to why these parents thought it was okay, especially sleeping in the bed. Like, okay, you're Michael Jackson, that's great, my kid's coming over, but if he's sleeping over, number one, I'm going to be there, and two, he's sleeping with me, not in a bed with you.
I'm sorry, my phone's acting up.
As a mother, I do not get it.
No one gets it. I mean, it's very disturbing to watch, especially for parents. So these boys didn't realize it was a bad thing. Until they realized it was bad, but like they didn't realize how much damage it was doing to them. Until they saw them, they had their own sons, and like they realized how sick and this all was. Then they went
and then
spiraled
that's why they
into
came
like
out.
Suicidal thoughts and like all this crazy shit. And now they're in therapy, and they're still in therapy. To this day, over it. But they,
I don't know.
I believe it because he brainwashed them to lie in court.
Honestly, I believe it because you can't like fake that emotion that they were giving.
No.
Like it's just telling the story, and they're literally broken. Like you could see it in their eyes how fucked up they are. And you know, just seeing Michael Jackson like hanging out with all those boys when he was and having like different little boys around him all the time and having sleepovers and admitting to the press that sleeping with little boys is a beautiful thing. Like, it's just...
Oh, my God.
It's fucking disgusting.
So
really
they lied
upsetting.
For him on the trial because he said that if anyone ever found out, they were brainwashed. So they were babies.
Yep.
That if they told anyone that they would both go to jail forever. And they were like, you know, that was like your friend. You don't want to see him hurt. And regardless, so they lied on trial 2 times for him. And I don't know. It's just a fucked up thing. So there's no actually proven that since he's dead, obviously, they can't prosecute him.
Well, I mean, God is prosecuting.
Yeah.
So that's that. And it's really upsetting.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Speaking of celebrities that are fucked up, R. Kelly, did you see that fucking
What interview? Happened? He got out of prison? He's not going to jail or something?
I mean, I think he bailed out, but he did an interview You didn't see the interview?
No, I don't like him.
Oh, I was hoping you had this, so I didn't have to look it up, you fuck. So R. Kelly, he did an interview where he was... What's that noise?
I'm picking the dead leaves out of my plant. Sorry.
Okay, it's really loud. You need to stop. It's like toe clippings.
I'm just cleaning my plant.
No, it's very loud. Okay, go ahead. So... R. Kelly, he did an interview. Where's this interview? God damn it, now I have to look it up because you're
now this is
and you didn't do your job.
R. Marie Kelly.
R. Kelly. Okay. So he did an interview. I'm gonna play a little clip because he's screaming. But who interviewed him? What's her name?
Katie Kirk.
Like, no, she's like a big person. Gail King, okay, everyone?
Oprah's best friend.
We're not journalists.
It's Oprah's King, lesbian lover.
Gail King ended up doing an interview with him. This is the first ever interview with R. Kelly ever since the Lifetime thing came out.
Where he peed on people.
After he got charged in Chicago with those counts of,
misconduct.
Like, yeah. So I'm going to play a clip, but he's freaking the F out. I think it's because he's guilty and now everything's catching up to him and he's getting caught. But like, bitch, you are not innocent. Calm down. No one believes your fucking lies. Mm-hmm. And everyone's saying, I don't know who's the worst actor, R. Kelly or Jesse. Poor thing. I mean, what's going on with him? We don't even know. But let me play this clip.
No, tell me with this.
Hold
no,
on.
No, no. Life. Wait, let me start in the beginning.
Do this stuff. This is not me. Yo, I'm fighting for my life. Yo, tell me with this. I got to help.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Wow, things getting really intense there. That's R. Kelly and his shock.
Oh, shut up. This is our show. So he's screaming and he's screaming at the camera. He gets up. He's not even talking to Gail at this point. He's looking at the camera, so he's probably scaring the shit out of the cameraman. But he's screaming, saying, motherfucker, this isn't me. Sorry that I have a big heart. I just, you know, I
don't know. What did the reporter say? What was Gail King doing? Did she get behind bars?
She was just sitting there like, bitch, you're... No, she was sitting there, and she was very composed, like, looking at him like, bitch, you're lying. Shut the fuck up. So you need to catch up and look at that. But, R. Kelly, you're lying. And also... you know, moving on from R. Kelly, did we talk about Jordan Wood's interview last week?
About the red table.
That happened. Yeah.
No,
did that happen after?
No, that happened. We talked that she was going to be doing it, but we didn't watch the interview yet because I didn't remember. I just watched it.
Oh. Okay, so thoughts. First of all, I didn't even know the bitch was family. But basically, freaking Will Smith is her uncle because they grew up so close. So honestly, the Smiths saved her.
Yeah, well, it didn't save her. I mean, now there's been reports that Kylie Kardashian might be friends with her again, but as of now, she's not allowed back in the house. And then also that what's her name, Coco Kardashian. She said she doesn't blame her anymore. She blames Tristan finally.
I know, but let's talk about the interview first and why she's saying this now. So in the interview, Jada is just saying, you know, you're here. I'm here for you. Just this is your space to talk and tell your side. So she basically said that she was at a bar. She was drinking. She was partying with friends. And her friends were going over to Tristan's house after. It was kind of like an after party. So she went there. And no phones were taken away. They weren't making out. They weren't all over each other. They were just hanging out like everyone else was. And when she left at 7 in the morning because they were partying so hard, you know, sometimes that happens. You look outside, the sun's coming up, and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, I think they were on drugs.
So she was like, I got to go home. And when she went to leave, Tristan kissed her on the lips. And she was like, whoa, what the fuck was that?
I can't believe it.
Wait, was there other people leaving with her, or was she by herself when she left?
I don't remember what she said.
But she wasn't the only one there at 7 a.m., I'm sure.
No, yeah. So basically, you know, she's just like, nothing really happened. He kissed me. I know it was my fault. I shouldn't have been there in the first place. I should have told Chloe right away what was going on. So she was like owning up to her stuff. Who knows if she's telling the truth or what actually happened? We'll never know. But after that interview, everyone was on Jordan's side. And then everyone was attacking Chloe because Chloe was tweeting as she was doing her Red Table interview that she's a liar, that Jordan ruined her family, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of, you know, it didn't make her look good because Tristan always cheats on her. And, you know, she's saying that Jordan ruined her family when, in fact, Tristan
ruined the family when he was fucking the other the hookers when the girls were giving birth in the hospital.
Yeah, so all the comments are basically like, Chloe, you're an asshole for staying with him. Don't blame all this on Jordan. All this shit. So everyone's in Jordan's corner, and everyone's telling Chloe, you're 34 years old. Grow the fuck up and just leave this man. So a lot of drama going down.
Yeah. I blame everyone, but it's like, it's true. I mean, when you knew about that, he was a scummy guy when he was cheating on you in the hospital. It's like, it's just fucked up.
Well, even if he didn't cheat that night, I would still be annoyed that he's having other women over his house at an after party.
Yeah, why are they in separate houses? I mean, weren't they never live together? Like, why you're allowed to have like house parties without other girls when your baby mom is at home?
Well, Jordan kind of said that they were broken up at the time, so they weren't together. But still, it's crazy.
It's off limits.
There was a lot of drama that happened last week.
Oh, Lord. Well, that happened. And then, no, I never even knew that was a show, The Red Table. Is that on every day?
I think it's on every week. And I've watched it a few times. It's actually like, you know, it's chill. It's cool. And they talk about real life issues. How is that rapper?
Chill and cool.
Oh, sorry. You never said chill before. Sorry, Grandpa.
Oh, my God.
Loser.
Speaking of parties that should not have been going on, or that probably shouldn't happen or go on, our good friend and podcast alumni, Aaron Marie Carter, is in the news as well because he is throwing a big housewarming party and everyone's invited. He took to Instagram the other day and posted an invitation to all. He's having a party. He bought a house.
Isn't he charging people though? Like $250?
Yes, $200.
I cannot.
He's inviting everyone over for a big public housewarming party. You too can be there. So you're going to be bussed and blindfolded from Los Angeles. You'll be in Los Angeles.
That's scary. Why?
You have to be blind because he doesn't want you to know how to get there. So he's going to be blindfolded.
When you get there, you can just walk outside and see the number of his house and where you are.
I'm assuming this is the biggest state. I don't think they have numbers on the houses in these places like this. So they will be blindfolded. You have to pay $200 to go to the party. And you'll be blindfolded and your phone will be taken away. And then you'll be unblindfolded when you get there. And I'm assuming that there's free drinks when you get there. But so he's throwing a big party. So if anyone wants to – oh, I'm with Aja. If anyone wants to go, you can just go on his Instagram and find out how to get invited. But who would ever open their home up? I am going. I have to secure my ticket still.
So you could get behind the scenes, like real live information for our podcast listeners.
I know. I should go. It's all the way out on the West Coast.
Calm down.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
We have more celeb gossip, but I want to stop. Remember how, did we get any more mail? Because I received
I haven't checked my mailbox.
I received something from a small business for both of us, and I'd like to shout them out for our
how did you receive it? You didn't give your address.
Because I gave my address when they asked me on, then they slid in my DMs, I gave my address.
Oh my God, you psycho. That could be like a murderer.
No, it's not a murderer. They're very cute. So I showed you what it was. What are we going to call this segment when we get when we're shouting out our small businesses that would send us stuff? This could be our
small business shout out time.
Yeah, our small business shout out time. So this comes from It's Pretty Personal LLC. Their Instagram is it's.pretty.personal. And they sent me and Nicole our custom tumblers that they're like insulated tumblers that you can. I have like a Yeti that I brought on vacation. I was drinking out of, so it like keeps cold any drink cold, and it's like a waterproof lid, and it's a huge size. So they made custom cups for us, and mine is glitter, silver glitter. It says Korak Homie, and it has my name on it. It says Joey, and the bottom is leopard. And Nicole says should I come in, and hers is pink with leopard on the bottom. And these are really really sexy. Like heavy duty cups. I bought my Yeti and it was like $40 just for my cup. But anyway, they personalize anything. So they have Facebook.com, It's Pretty Personal LLC, and Instagram is it's.pretty.personal. I just want to say thank you because these are beautiful, and I will definitely fill this with Pinot Grigio and bring it on the go. So they customize all different things, I'm assuming.
So cute. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys for sending them. We love them.
We'll use them when we do our podcast.
Yeah, we'll drink out of them. You can drink hot cocoa in yours, and I'll have a hot toddy in mine. Kura, kura.
Yes,
I'm so glad we started that segment because it's going to be really good for everyone.
You just want free shit.
Yeah, I know. That's one of my favorite things in the world. You know that. I love free shit. Yes. So, just want to tell you, Danielle Staub, she just got divorced, and the day after she got divorced, she got engaged, and she's going to be a countess.
Oh, I saw. What's going on with her? Is she crazy?
This is the 21st engagement, third marriage, and Danielle, she's going to be a duchess of something, and she's marrying royalty, or she's going to be a countess. I don't know what the countess means. It's something fancy, but yeah, the day after she got divorced, what a mess.
Does that mean she's going to be like a princess?
I don't think it's a princess. I think it's like a status thing, like in like society or something. Oh. I'm gonna Google what it means. It's countess, a vampire.
A vampire.
Yeah, remember Alfred said.
I want to be a vampire.
A court or earl, woman holding rank of count or earl in her own right. What does being countess mean?
What about this earl?
Reverend Earl Sharpton, Earl, Count, and Countess titles. An Earl is the notable ranking that lies between a Marquis and a Viscount.
Cura.
And is English equivalent of the European title Count, and has a rich association with British royalty. So I guess it is royalty. She's going to be royalty.
That means she's going to be really rich.
A Count or Countess has a historical title of nobility in certain European countries, varying the relative status, generally of middle ranking in the hierarchy or nobility. It's just real fancy. I don't know any of this. We don't have any of that here in New Jersey. But it's going to be Danielle now. So Kylie Marie Jenner was named the youngest billionaire in world history from Forbes magazine. And a lot of people are giving her backlash saying that she's not a self-made billionaire. Well, she is kind of. It's because she has her Kylie Marie cosmetics that are worth $1 billion. So everyone's saying she doesn't deserve the title, and it's bullshit because she was born into a billionaire family, and she is the least person that is a self-made millionaire because she was born and was a millionaire when she was born, which is not true.
I
because
see, No, I see both sides because she would never have an opportunity if she was just like a regular girl. A no makeup brand would go to her and be like, hey, Kylie, we're going to do a makeup brand. Like, she would have to hustle and try and get those opportunities. But she got the opportunity because she's Kylie Jenner. She's Kim Kardashian's
sister.
Well,
it's not even the opportunity. She just made her own company. She's wealthy enough. She owns, and she's the only company that owns 100% of her Kylie Cosmetics fortune. She is the sole owner of this thing. No one else has a dime of it. Not even Kris Jenner. She doesn't even get no one gets a dime of it except for Kylie. That's how she did it. Normal people that like when I want like you know, me and Nicole are small business owners, like, and you own 100% of the Sookie shop, right?
Yes.
So there's no investors. You don't have to borrow any money from anyone to do it. I am the I own 100% of Kodai Creations. So I mean, if we became as big as Kylie, so it's like she has started small. Like she went, she ordered a bunch of shit. She designed her, had them made and started selling them like on a Shopify site or whatever. And then it became this multi-billion dollar company, but she never had to borrow money. That's the only reason that people share their company and wealth is because you have to actually borrow money in order to get the things you need. But she's rich enough. She can just buy everything she needed to sell and started selling like hotcakes. So it was easy for her, but so that's really a really noble thing to say that you own 100% of your company. There's no other Fortune 500 companies out there. Calm down, Fortune 500, that can say that they own 100% of the thing. Like everyone always has to, you know, get investors and people to come in and, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think everyone's talking about that. I think they're talking about the fact that she had the opportunity because she is who she is in that family. And also right. She has millions of fans and millions of followers who follow her. And then, you know, you're saying you're coming out with a product and then you sell out. So I think people enjoy self-made people, like, you know, say you're you and you're in your, you know, you're in your New York City apartment and you're in debt and, you know, you're lonely and you're 40 years old and you're not married and you're so sad and you want to kill yourself.
So you make a coat.
But then you invent this, like, this dildo that can fuck you by yourself. And then you
or twerk hanger that'll let someone know if they could or should come in.
Then you are self-made.
It was so sad. As I was cleaning, I had to organize my cabinet, and I had to make a special shelf because I have so many of the shit I come and can't door hangers. I had to like make a special shelf for them. I was like, oh well, I'll just keep them up here.
No, well, we're gonna put them to use. We're gonna
yes at our live show
and poke people's eyes out with your door hangers.
They're gonna think they're getting like a $1,000 gift card like to the Sookie shop.
No, they're gonna sue us.
You're either getting a sip of my drink, because I'm not buying you a free drink, or you're gonna get a Kodai coat hanger if you get some of the questions right during the trivia round.
Such a mess.
That's gonna be so much when we do the trivia.
We have to get everything together. We have to figure some shit out.
Yeah, no, we have some good ideas, so it'll definitely be a good show. And there's bars all over the place, so everyone keeps tipsy. And the more you drink, the funnier we are. Oh, coot!
Yeah, so everyone come wasted, please.
Yeah, well, that's that. And then what? Oh, that's what I said. Oh, speaking of this, Kylie now took wind, or what's his name? Travis took wind. Now Travis Scott has never been known to cheat. I don't think, did he? I don't think so. He's never been in that scandal. But just to be loyal to Kylie. He deleted his. There was talks that he was talking to someone else, or was sliding DMs.
Who?
Travis Scott. So what he did was he deleted his Instagram altogether.
No, who's he talking to?
I don't know. Probably some thought. But so he deleted his Instagram for Kylie to prove to her that he has no ill intention and whatever. I guess all the Kardashian boys are like, you know, oh shit, we got to lock it down before we all get thrown out.
Oh God!
Bust out, Tatiana. That's my new favorite song. You know that song?
No.
Everyone knows it. You have to listen to it. It's called Tatiana, and he says, "Bust down, Tatiana. Bust down, bust down. I want to see you bust down. Shake it up. Now throw that thing back. Speed it up. Now drip that. Bust it."
Celebrity news.
Well,
is that all you got for me?
No, I have more. I'm just getting back into my. My workstation. I was Tatiana in
the living room. Oh, you got for me? Ew, I sounded nasty. Big boy. Oh, well, this weekend, you guys, side note, the Sookie shop will be doing a pop-up shop.
Where?
Where? Where are you from? at Lifetime Fitness in Florham Park, New Jersey. It's for a good cause. It's for we're raising money for St. Jude's Hospital. So a portion of my proceeds is going to be donated to St. Jude's. So I'm really excited about that. I'm not just selling my shit. We're changing lives, people. We're helping the kids. So I'm excited, and it's going to be a huge event there. So I'm not sure if anyone can come. I don't know, like, how it works, but
St. Jude's Children's Hospital, they're the number one cancer for children.
Yes, thank you. So hopefully,
you're welcome. That's amazing.
So hopefully, you know, anyone with a Lifetime membership can come. But they're doing like SoulCycle stuff, or not SoulCycle. Oh my God, they're doing spin classes and all these workout classes where you can go and you can ride for a cause and donate and shop the vendors. So I'm really excited to be a part of that. So thank you, Lifetime, for allowing me to be a part of that.
Lifetime, that's a cool gym by your house. They have like a pool, and like a whole like spa resort there. It's so beautiful.
It's amazing.
Are you a member there?
I use Adria's guest pass, so I'm not like a full member, but I go in and I do the spin classes.
Oh, well, that's fun. What did I want to say?
You were doing more celeb talk.
Oh, that's right. No, I have that. Blac Chyna is getting sued by Ryan Seacrest.
What? What did she do?
Ryan Seacrest owns like the entire Kardashian empire because he like started the show. And anyway, she's going on some show and she was talking shit about him, saying that it was his fault and he hates her and she was being discriminated against because whatever was wrong with her, who knows? And that's why her show was canceled. And so he was dragging her all through the mud. So now Ryan Seacrest is suing her for like millions and millions of dollars for slander and lies.
Oh God, who cares what that girl says?
I know. Why is she even famous anymore?
And also, it's Ryan Seacrest. Like, why the fuck does he give a shit what Blac Chyna is saying?
Okay, I don't know, because he's fucking with the Empire. Now, does Kris Kardashian have more money than Ryan Seacrest? Because does Ryan Seacrest own more of the Kardashians than she does?
No, I think he just he produces the show. He's like a developer of the show, but I think that's it.
Oh,
yeah, bro.
News.
He's looking up news right now.
No, I have all my.
You can tell.
I'm trying to see what the latest gossip is. This is up to date gossip we do here at the Could I Come In correspondence. You know who's getting out this week?
Giudice.
Joe Marie Giudice is getting out of prison while Teresa Marie Giudice is shacking up with that boyfriend. Well, not shacking up, but they were all the lies about, or whatever it was, about her in Miami with that young boy, that young lawyer. And now what's going to happen? Will he even be going home though, or he's going to get out and then like be like in a halfway house until they bring him back to Italy?
Yeah, I thought he was getting deported right away.
Yeah, so they're not. He's not even going to go back to the house because he's allowed to go home and get his stuff.
I don't know. I don't work here. Ew. I'm sure he's, because you know it's not like deadbolt in there. I feel like they can watch the news and like go on the computer. I feel like he knows what's been going on. No,
I don't know. Well, that's nuts. The Hills is coming back. They're on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine this month. And I remember I saw our friend in the back of Heidi's Snapchat. She's getting yelled at.
Opal?
Yeah. So they are on the cover of Cosmo. And they're coming back. And now they have that star from the original OC. What's her face? You know who I'm talking about. Remember that I got fat?
Who?
The one from the original OC. Mayeshuk Barton. Misha Barton.
Oh my God, yes.
We were in LA and we were with the buzzer on Hollywood. She let herself go. And who knows? Oh my God, I totally forgot Wendy Williams, a crackhead. Wendy Williams just admitted that she was battling her crack and cocaine addiction again.
I thought it was just pills with her painkillers.
Well, it said because she used to be addicted to crack and cocaine. And then she said that she said that she left because of her thyroid, and then she got into marital problems and then started taking her thyroid pills too much. Well, apparently she goes, you know, an addict is always an addict. And and without saying so many words, she said she basically relapsed and was battling drug addiction while she was out for the 3 months.
You could tell in the freaking show.
Well, you can. I mean, I think what happened, now I'm going to get real scientific on our asses.
Oh God, everyone hang on.
You know when people go through like trauma, like she was dealing with the stress of like her husband cheating on her and the stress of, you know, her thyroid and her health problems, you turn to your old things that you used to turn to make you forget about things. Mine is a buttery Chardonnay or a crisp Pinot Grigio and a pack of Parliament Light 100s on my couch eating a DiGiorno. Hers is, like, I guess, crack cocaine and thyroid medication. So she's back on her show. So I don't know what's going on with her, but hopefully
did it air today? I want to see what she looks like.
Yeah, she didn't look great. She has like a, she has like a little bob wig on, and like, she looks kind of, you know, frail and like, she doesn't look
but
is
she? But did she talk normal? Because remember what, before she left, she was like slurring and not talking the greatest.
No, I didn't see. I only saw still pictures, but I don't know, but. Well, we pray for her.
We should be. I feel like me and you should be the next morning show or like the next like talk show.
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's just start. We should start an online morning show, like the Morning Toast.
Oh my God.
No, but we can't wake up that early.
No, like an afternoon show. I would do an afternoon show or like a late morning, like an 11, so it's acceptable to have a cocktail.
Yeah, and your kids will be at school. Sissy won't be there screaming behind us. Your new baby will be there. God damn it.
My new baby's not even talk. He's gonna sleep all day. you guys, I think me and Gianni agreed on Angelo.
I told you that name a year ago.
Do you love it?
I love it. I told you about it. It's perfect because it's like Angel.
I knew the name before you told me, but
it's like Angel. That's why I like it because it's like Angel and he's my angel. And Angelo and Angelo's just sexy. Angelo Laval, fuck me. Yes. I'm going
to
date him.
Ew, that's my son.
When he's 22, I can hook up with him.
I went to school with an Angelo and I just always loved that name. And I really like Angelo, Gino, or Carmine. And
Angelo's best.
Yeah, Gianni is just very picky, and he finally
Gino and Carmine are two pizzeria. It's like two pizzeria like guy. You know what I mean?
Well, what if he wants a pizzeria when he grows up?
Well, I'll work there and eat there every day.
What up? Work there.
So it's we're almost sure not that the new name will be Angelo Marie Laval, the third. What is Sissy's middle name?
Giovanna Marie.
I love it. Caitlin's been off the radar. I don't know where she was, but Sophia was in New York the other day, but I was not in New York. I was somewhere else.
Oh, you should have hung out with her. You're her best friend.
I know. We're trying to get her to come to the podcast live show, but
fuck off.
We'll see if she'll be our special guest.
No, if she's there, I'm not showing up.
She's gonna co-host with us. She's gonna
I don't want to hang out with her.
That's gonna be called like, look who's here. Her, I like it hot, Jenner.
If you love her so much, I think you should do a podcast with her.
No, I don't. I don't want to do that. Can I shout out my Cameo?
I'm getting a new gay best friend.
So, where are you going to find one?
Anywhere, bitch.
Can I tell you that Jackie Deller, our friend, tried to hook me up with someone on the internet?
Oh, my God. Who?
I don't know. Some boy. She slid into my DMs. This is our friend Jackie. She's an author. She has a book called Chapstick Eater, available on Amazon right now. It's very good. Nicole's a forward in it. But she's like trying to play matchmaker on Instagram. I was like, oh my God, the guy was cute, but I was like, I don't want to be matched up with anyone. I have my wine and my plants. I'm good. Unless you're like rich and hung, then you can come to my boyfriend.
Okay.
Any closing arguments?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. But everyone pray that our tickets are on sale next week.
Yes, pray that they go on sale. And
pray that all of you fucking buy them. So we're not bought tickets.
True that.
All right, we love you. Have a great weekend.
Yes, enjoy yourselves. And I'm not even going to say it this time, Nicole.
Yeah, please don't. It's so annoying.
Well...
This All right, lovely. Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Love you.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.